Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The VC Show is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, but you must be 21 or older.
The VC Show, let's go, doing the part with Roz. We got the sports on deck for our audience. Whether it's big news, hot topics, updates, straight facts, storytelling, breakdowns, or special guests. VC Show, let's go, it's time to turn it out. The VC Show, let's go.
Welcome to the VC Show, presented by Caesars Sportsbook on Omaha Audio. I'm Vince Carter, of course, and you know who that is. Roz going on with a Roz. We're back. What's going on? It's been a while. I know you're a busy lady, so I was trying to hold it down, doing my best. But I'm glad you can come back and run point, set the stage like you do. You know what the song says.
Yeah. No, it's so good to be back. Yeah. I know that you and T-Mac held it down. That was for the episodes that we were waiting for. Like that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Like, when are we going to get him on the show?
And actually, right.
It's fitting y'all had your time together to really reflect on like when you even realized you were related. So
I know, and I mean it's cool to hear his side of it, because I tell you what, like I've talked about this to nauseam and never really heard his side of it from him. Like we never actually had that conversation like, yeah, what were you doing? So it was cool to actually hear it tell my side, and he kind of rebuttals back with it. You know, I just remember the phone call and all that stuff, but you know, hearing him is just like, it was just a crazy moment. And then when my family heard it, they enjoyed it, and it made a good laugh. And the family chat was booming, because it was like, man, yeah, I remember, like, you know, and everybody like, oh man, because like my mom was like, when we would travel, she's like, they call him Lil Tracy. We used to watch Lil Tracy play before your games, or we used to stay after the games to watch him play if we played before them, or vice versa. And not knowing all this time we were cousins until my sophomore year of college.
Oh, well, look, it all came crazy together. And what a great gene pool for this family.
What you said?
What's crazy is, did you know we're related? Did you know that?
Stop.
Yes. Stop. Through Cousin Susie. And oh, Antoinette, yeah? And Antoinette and them.
Oh, that's what's up. I didn't know that. Hey, you had me over here real quick like, possibly. I might have. No. Maybe. You never know.
No. We're not related, but I could only wish. But, man, I heard you got a lot going on right now. Tell me about your son's big decision.
Me or you? You.
Things going on
you.
Too.
Yeah, yeah. But no, I you know, you see, I'm always rocking the Carolina gear with the Carolina Duke game. Didn't pan out the way I would have liked, you know, especially when you're in the building. But it's always a great rivalry. Always great to be in the building, seeing former teammates, seeing the generations of Tar Heels mesh together, come together. We have a group chat that we always, you know, communicate on, but like to see us in there supporting the team and, you know, telling our stories or whatnot is cool. And I wanted to go, my you know, my kid's five and he's just starting to kind of get into sports, but he watches sports. And my youngest daughter, who everybody probably saw sitting in my lap, like she's always attached to my hip. She's a diehard Tar Heel fan and a diehard Bucks fan. And I know all of my friends like that has you had something to do with that, but that's not, that's just her following sports. And when it's on, she's like, if basketball's on, you know, she's like, Dad, is that the Hawks? If basketball, or she's like, oh, the Tar Heels playing, right, Dad? And so I was like, hey, you know what? It'll be cool to take them to the game and experience it and go through it. And then when we got there, it was just like, for me, it's always, it gives me chills and just fun to get back, especially walking through the tunnel that I had 3 great years of playing there and just the history. And it's just, I have a great appreciation for it, but I wanted these guys to experience and go through it. And I knew they would have a great time because, you know, they go to some basketball games now and they have a blast. So I was like, they always talk about the Tar Heels. They see Dad in there going crazy over games, win or loss. Not too crazy. No, I go crazy. I'm a fan, you know, for my teams, but, I was like, this is it. So we get out there. They said, hey, they asked the little man if he wanted to go shoot. He was like, no, he was terrified. Roz, when I say he was terrified, I'm talking about shaking in his boots. But I said, no, I'm going to go out there with you. I'm not going to leave you by yourself. So we go out there. The guys, the team are warming up. Duke's on one side and Carolina, obviously, on the other side. And they all finish. And some of the ball kids are like, hey, you want to play? You want to come shoot? Come shoot. He's like, no. He looks at me. I was like, yeah, go ahead. So I really talk bad about him. Yes, he's five. But I talk bad about him a little bit. I was like, oh, if you're scared, we're just going to go back in the stands and watch the game. And, you know, shoulda, woulda, coulda is going to happen and it's going to be too late. He's like, no, that's okay. So he goes and he shoots and he shoots the first one. It's just fear and he's scared, you know, just because of the moment, the atmosphere. Like he's shooting in the big gym instead of a rec center that where he plays his basketball games, where it's 30 people. Now it's 15 to 18,000 people in here watching him shoot. Who is this little kid? They see Vince, so they're assuming whatever. He does have the Carter jersey on that he wanted to wear. So he had the Carolina Carter jersey. So it was a cool moment for me. You know, I got videos, some pictures of him out there shooting. And so he's starting to shoot and he's missing and I'm booing him. I'm like, make a shot, boo, make a shot. So he's just like, oh my gosh. So no. He finally hits. Yeah, man.
Are you heckling your 5-year-old kid?
Hey, it happened to me. Hey, my uncle did it to me. Okay. See where I turned out. Okay. But you know, it just helped him calm down because whenever we talk junk and he loves a challenge, that's when he kind of focuses, locks in and gets himself together. Cause I'm like, you're a young man, but you're this little kid and go out there and show him what you can shoot on this 10-foot goal at a regular basketball. And that's where he goes out there. He's a lefty. He's going knocking him down. As he knocks down, all these people start cheering. So it was just like a weird moment for me to watching, you know, my kid out there with the jersey on playing. And then all of a sudden, maybe it's random, maybe it wasn't, the band started playing. he comes running and sits down. I said, see, you locked in, you knocked down a couple shots and now the band's playing. You know, I just went with the moment and all of a sudden he's looking at the band like, oh. So he's like, Dad, and he's fine. Like I said, he said, Dad, I'm ready to sign up for the team. I was like, all right, cool. So he tells the guy who brought him out there, he tells him the same thing. He's like, I think I know a few people that can make that happen. So it was just a pretty cool moment. And he was just sitting there. He stood up. He cheered. He did every chant. Our student section, anything that they were doing, he was doing. Like, every clap for free throws. I mean, it was a cool moment for him. And he was mad because when we were leaving, he's like, Dad, Tar Heels not playing them today? Like, he wanted to go back for another game. He's like, I need a round two. So it was a cool moment.
Oh, my gosh. That's an early, early, early commitment. But you know what?
Yay. Hey,
they could get him going for some NIL deals now. You know, he'd be the youngest NIL deal.
Hey, that's why. Hey, next year we'll be at more games. Unfortunately, our season is over, but he enjoyed it. And he asked now every other day. He's like, Dad, when the Tar Heels playing again? And I know where that's going to lead. And I'm like, the season's over. I have to kind of just shut it down. The season's over. Because I'm like, we can't.
It ended abruptly, baby.
It's over, yeah, it's over, my boy. Right. I'm sorry.
Hey, this hasn't, you know what, Vince? This really hasn't been your year with the Bucks and UNC. Like, I know. You know, I don't need to bring it all up, but.
You did, know. But it's all right.
I'm not being petty, but I'm very happy for your family. Your son made his early decision. I mean, that's how
fandom happens, you know? Yeah, that's how you.
No. Not every person is going to go to UNC, have a chance to shoot in front of everybody. And the band plays when you make
I know, but what I'm saying is, but getting wherever that school is, like, NBC you get to go to a game and see a team that your parents, your family talk about all the time. You get to be there. Like, my kid wasn't a Bucks fan, and he ended up going to a Bucks game and lost his mind. Now he knows every chant. He's in the house screaming. Well, both of my kids are in the house chanting BUCCANEERS, go Bucks, like on a random day. Like, that's just what it is. Like, they, you know, so, you know, they get that opportunity in a moment. I mean, it's always good that they're, you know, they love the teams that I love, you know, so I can't imagine them screaming, you know.
Well, that's beautiful. Here,
so it's cool. Yeah,
I'm trying to get you out on a family trip to Africa, but NBA Africa and the BAL.
Shout out to Maktar Jai. He's been trying to get me to come out to Senegal for a very, very long time, and obviously it hasn't happened. Yeah, but we, you know, I would love to.
Players and coaches, refs, NBA family have come out with NBA
for the top 100.
Entire families. It was really special. Mm-hmm. I'm actually heading to Senegal this week to work with NBA Africa and the BAL. The first kind of circuit of BAL is starting up in Senegal, has just started, and I'll be in Dakar. It's my first time going there, and you know, I want to be a part in these segments. You know, it'll be Senegal, then it'll go to Cairo in Egypt, and then it'll go to Kigali in Rwanda for the championships. And not only is the Basketball Africa League taking off, which is the professional league on the continent, so often top players get exported out of the continent, you know, here is a league that they could play in and be proud of and make a living in, and the NBA is behind funding that. NBA Africa is. And then there's also the development of coaches, of refs, junior NBA, Special Olympics. There's a BAL for her clinic in during Women's History Month here in March. So like all the different levels of development of the game on the continent, you know, just really being showcased in Senegal. I'm so excited to get there and mix in. I'll be doing a career fair with the players there, and then also working with the BAL for her, and also seeing Senegal for the first time. I've never been, so I'm really
excited. There's some African players who's getting it done right now. So these kids have players in the NBA that are like them, where they come from, who think like them, talk like them, walk like them, that they can look at. Like, I mean, look at what Joel Embiid is doing. Pascal Siakam. I mean, not just players in the league who, you know, have a jersey. We're talking about all-stars in the running for MVP. Like, that's how kids get motivated and gain the interest of the game and the sport because of, you know, guys like them.
And Pascal, you know, and guys like Joel, like, they started playing late. I think Pascal started playing at like 14.
That's right.
And so, you know, imagine if there was this development and access and skills, training and facilities earlier, you know, and that's why the investment, I think, will really show itself in like, you know, 10 to 15 years, you're going to really see that next level African player out. Anyway, you look at all the MVP candidates besides Jason Tatum, everybody's foreign. It's all international players. The NBA's plan to globalize the game now for decades. You're seeing that.
Yeah.
International players are now top players in the league.
I did the junior NBA that used to be at Wide World Sports, and the African team, we were wowed about them because they took over athletic, had game already. And these kids were 13 and 14. Like, man, the future is bright there. You know, it just now the NBA is kind of supporting and sending more guys there to help kind of grow this league there, like you're talking about. Look out. You'll see more.
The VC Show, let's go.
The thing about Caesars Sportsbook, it's not just an app. It's your key to a whole empire. Hotels, casinos, restaurants, shows, Caesars Palace. I'm sure you've heard of it. Every bet you place with Caesars Sportsbook brings you closer to perks only Caesars can offer. Hotel stays at iconic destinations, app bonuses, merch, show tickets, and many more Caesars rewards perks. So get started today. Register using code OMAHAFULL and then place your first bet up to $1,250. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get your stake back as a bet credit.
If you have a gambling problem, in Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier, City, and Harris, New Orleans. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, which is 1-800-426-2537, or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369.
So the NBA is evolving. The NBA is changing for sure. Actually brings me to our, you know, first kind of topic here about our current NBA. Damian Lillard, you know, had a quote come out. He said, the NBA that I play in now, it's not the NBA that I came into. And Dame said, I don't enjoy what the NBA as a whole is becoming. So what does that mean, Vince, to you? And what's your reaction to that?
I'd like to know what does that mean to him? Like, what is it that he doesn't enjoy? I'm curious to see, to know what it is he doesn't enjoy. Like, what, you know, and I came in the late 90s, you know, at an era where, you know, the game was different, the approach, thought, how the league was run, what it's expected, how you earned your keep in your way, and it's changed, if you would. And I think Dame came in, you know, in the middle of the change, which was way different for us, but it was still a thing. And it's just, it's a lot different. And as you get older, and you hear a lot of guys talk about, I had a nice conversation briefly with Udonis Haslam. And that's one of the things he said, man, it's just, it's different. I sit here and I watch, and it's just the game and the mentality and the approach of some of the players there. It has nothing to do with their skill set and their abilities. It's just the approach and the, you know, their mentality sometimes are just a little off and skewed. And, you know, guys want what they want, but not that they don't understand you got to earn your way, but sometimes they don't have to earn their way to be in the spotlight or to have the keys to an organization. And it's not their fault. It's not their fault. I feel like a lot of these organizations sometimes are, because they draft a player top five, they said, okay, he's our guy. Here's the keys to this organization. And then when it doesn't work out, or you get frustrated, or whatever the case may be, you want to take it back. And I'm like, it's hard to take something back from a teenager, a young kid with all these millions, and say, oh no, we want our keys back for our organization. It's tough to do. But if once a kid earns his way, you go up there and you earn it, and they give you the keys. Like, you know what? You've shown us your dedication. You know, you are well deserving of being the guy. This being your team. You're the face. Then it's just different, and you're satisfied with what happens from there. But I just see so many times, you just see, like, front office and executives are just like, wait, what? We didn't. I'm like, well, you're rushing into this. Raj, you know this. In any other job in the world, it doesn't work that way. They'll never give a first year anything in any job the keys to their Fortune 500. Mm-hmm. But you can go, you'll earn it after a couple, you know, 10 years or whatever it is, and then you run the company. So I just, it's weird. And a lot of these businessmen who run teams are the ones that are doing this. So it's just mind boggling to me. And like I said, it's not the player's fault. They're taking advantage of what they can do. Go get it. I'm not saying that. But at the same time, we do them a disservice sometimes. And we leave them on the island of the unknown. And they go out there and you give them all this power. And then, like, teach them. If you're going to give it to them, teach them along the way. You know, yeah. to help them become, you know, who you envision them to become.
Yeah. You know, I think Dame's conversation, and the quote comes from a conversation he had with J.J. Redick on his pod, but it touches on, look, rings are important, but the journey matters too. And Dame is the face of that. And, you know, so often, sometimes you think, you know, have we fully appreciated Dame in the level and light that he needs to? You talk about somebody who is historically holding high stats, who continues to produce when healthy and has stayed loyal, has been with a team and a city and a franchise and like through ups and downs and like built real equity there. And like that used to be something that you would almost like admire. Somebody was the face of a city, the face of a whole franchise. And now I think he's pointing to like the goalposts or how we evaluate success has changed so much that people have lost track of the journey or even lost some shame in their journey, just like, or whatever you want to call it, like the purity of their journey, that people will bounce around, collab forces, you know, create unnatural super teams, or, you know, bounce in four teams in 5 years in pursuit of ring when
the right fit or a fit that they like. Yeah.
In pursuit of ring or fit when their career was enough already. There's so much insecurity in Hall of Fame caliber players without a ring that you start to chase it. And when you're chasing, that's not coming from a place of strength. And like, as much as Dame has gotten some criticism, like, yo, you're staying in a place that isn't building a championship team, or, you know, you got paid, but you don't have a ring, or you've done this stats, but you don't have a ring. Like, there's a lot of power in grace and just complete comfort in his own skin and how Dame moves. And like, I just get a feeling it comes from a very natural place of like, this is who he is as a person. Loyalty first, people first, family first, crew first, like, and just hold each other down and build together naturally. So I think that was his point. What do you think about that concept of the rings versus does the journey matter?
So I believe in the journey. And ultimately, our goal is to win a championship or to get the opportunity to play for one. That's the goal. That's what I came in this league to show everyone who I am, what I can do. Do it as long as can and enjoy this opportunity. And with that, it was to win a championship or get an opportunity. It did not happen. So and we look at Hall of Famers. We look at some of the greatest players in this league who didn't win one or didn't get a chance to play one in one. You know, T-Mac is a Hall of Famer, first ballot, hands down. He ain't no question at all. He didn't get one. Charles Barkley had an opportunity. Obviously, he ran to that guy they call Michael Jordan. But I mean, so there's so many, but it's like, he's going through the process. He's doing the journey. Like, he's trying to do it. This is my team. This is my city. I'm going to do it that way. And I'm going to stick to it. And it's for me, I came into the 90s where this is how it was. This is what Dame is doing is what I walked into, and times are different.
Is Dame a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, he'll be a Hall of Famer. He'll be a Hall of Famer. He'll be a Hall of Famer. Because Dame's going to get it done. I mean, he's not done. You know, I think if he walked away from the game, I think he'll get it done. He'll get it in.
Yeah, sure. How do you qualify somebody's case like that when they don't have championships? You know, sometimes you need these awards or
your effect on the game.
Awards as ways to measure, you know, over time when you can't remember how clutch someone was, because we feel Dame right now. We feel him. We see him. We are currently in the moment watching him play. You and I have a conversation about Dame. We could tell you about what makes him a bad boy on the court, right? But 10 years from now, you know, what can we hold on to besides our feelings to quantify what he was? And Dame's an example that has historical statistical significance. He's on the all-time three-point list. He's statistically speaking,
top five,
absolutely qualified in a conversation. But I want to.
So, Roz, I'm gonna say this real quick.
About how do we judge these things without the championship? How do you judge?
So, Roz. So the one thing that for me, I always said, even some guys like a LeBron James that is solidified, we know it's not even a question. Let's just wait until Dame has played his last game. Let's wait until these guys have played the last game, then go and see where they fall. Because at some point, Dame in a couple of years may change his path, or maybe Portland does him a favor and get a team in there to match the loyalty to them. We don't know, but I just like.
Yeah, but that's not what we're here for, right? Like we're, you know.
I understand that, but it's the reality. It's the reality. I mean, and you know, and I'm in this
barbershop or sit over the dinner table.
That's fine.
Sit in the living room, or you and I do a podcast and we talk about these things. Now,
right.
His body of work or other people's body of work isn't done, but I think that's a little bit of an easy way out, you know.
But, you can, that's fine. But I speak that way because I'm there too. Like it's like they ask what's this, what's that. Like, let's wait until I'm done and let's see, because it's not fair to him. Because there's guys you said it, that it's guys that look for fit. They look for this, like Dwight Howard. He did have an opportunity to play in the championship. He didn't get it. I think he's still Dwight Howard prior to winning the ring. Was Dwight Howard a Hall of Famer prior to winning his championship?
The ring definitely helps that case, you know.
Right, but we had to wait and see at the, you know, when it was all said and done. He got it, so we don't know how the story ends. Like we, you know, some teams are, you know, especially now. I mean, I think it's easy to say that now, like nah, you know, because if you put Dame with anyone else or get Dame some another quality player, it could probably happen. But I personally think he's on his way.
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy to me that someone could be Hall of Fame caliber in every way of the game, but that
don't think he's qualified
change around a championship or not, or yeah, the way they could be revered. And it's just kind of crazy. Like, should we be measuring the way a championship was won? Like, you know, was it at the end of your career? Did you join a team as part of a buyout? Like, or was it in the peak of your career and you led the team to a championship? You know, like, what do these things matter? You know, it's interesting.
Because I think everybody's going to have their own views of what, like just what you said, everybody's going to have their views of how they view a Hall of Famer, you know. But, you know, you kind of look at some, you know, I remember, I'm going to go back, and I know Yao is sitting down there like, what did I do with this? But everybody questioned why Yao got in. You know, he didn't win one.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, so it just depends on your qualifications. And I got to add, and it may have something to do, you know, people may feel like, oh, okay, that sways them or not. They also, you know, the Hall of Fame is not what you do in your NBA career. Prior to as well, you know, high school and college. I don't know what Dame did in high school. I know he was a bad man in college, you know, and he came from a small school and got in the league and he's been holding his own. Like, we can easily, it's like, oh, Portland's still what? And Dame is still out there holding it down. So, and getting buckets. Because it's easy to say, all right, there's nobody out there but Dame, you know, which is not the case. But this man's still putting up real numbers. Real numbers.
I think what's gotten in the way, you know, for Dame, a lot of it just has to do with, because he's so capable, you know, when he's been healthy, he has been that guy. And, you know, we often talk about, like, do we give him the level of conversation that he deserves? And I think no. I think Dame flies under the radar sometimes in these conversations about, like, okay, top guards, like, you know.
Change the game.
Speak on.
He's changing how you guard the game. Yes, Steph Curry is one of those guys that changed. He was one of the. He was the. You know, obviously, the guy. But there's other guys now. Like Dame is pulling up from this, and it's the way you have to guard the game. From some of these guards are different because of Steph Curry, because of Dame Lillard. Like you have to at half court. We were taught. You know, we were taught. You know, when I got in the league, sprint back to the lane and build out. You remember how, you know, how it is. Then it was like, okay, guys can shoot, you know, with some good shooters. Sprint back to the top of the key, whatever. Now it's kind of sprint back to the, you know, toes on the three-point line. Now you're saying with Steph and those, you get back two or three steps above the three-point line because of their capability. They're setting high screen and rolls damn near in half court for those two guys. It's the way they've changed it. They've revolutionized the game to a next level. Yes, you know, I said to this all the time. Yeah, I was like, I used to shoot that three. I would shoot it every now and then. They shoot it on a regular with ease, and their percentage is – they shoot at a percentage. It's not like, yeah, they shoot them, but like, bro, you're shooting 25% from out there. No, bro, that's not the case.
And Dame talked about being discussed as a top shooter and like a top three-point shooter as well. Like, he really feels after Steph, like he's right there for who could be number two as greatest three-point shooters of all time, or greatest shooters of
all
time.
Let's just say top five.
I mean,
maybe top five.
Conversation I actually have with the All-Star. And first of all, that's partly his confidence. But he pointed out people will look at percentages and efficiency, and the types of shots Dame's getting, he said, are just different than the shots that pure shooters are being set up for, you know, because he does so much more than shoot. And, you know, I think that's why basketball is a team sport. Like, as talented as an individual is, you need your executive staff, your GM, to put good players around you, build the team that makes sense around you. You also got to have good timing. You don't want to run into, you know, the Warriors, you know, one of the greatest teams of all time, or Michael Jordan era. Like, Mike, you know, knocked out a number of capable players from their championship windows. And, you know, you want to be able to stay healthy and have all of these things, you know, make the perfect whirlwind, the perfect potion together to put, you know, you right in the center of it, ready to seize the moment. Sheesh, forget about a basketball game. Like, that's in life. How often do all these things come together perfectly? So, you know, Dame is every man. I see Dame and I see I see something relatable to an everyday person trying to like build. It's very relatable and aspirational and motivational, honestly. So let's move on from Dame, though. We got a couple of other stars to talk about, too. We're gonna throw that one up there. Dame, we hope you get that chip, man. Shoot.
Or at least get a shot at it. I just hope, I'll close with this. I just hope Portland does right by him like he's done right by them, for them. You know, Dame has shown his loyalty, and, you know, we see what he see. And, like, at some point, they're like, you know what? We got to open up the bag and go get him a shot. Give him a shot. That's it. That's all. You've heard him say, I just want, you know, I'm going to show my loyalty to this team and make sure that, you know, we can get guys here. He's showing his loyalty because he could easily leave. You see how many people say, oh, I'm so happy for Dame, like you said it and I said it. I'm so happy today, but he got to get out of there so they can get around a good squad. Well, Portland, do that.
Well, Dame was like, and leave for what? He pointed out a few NBA players that have been leaving squads for rings and haven't found a fit yet and been bouncing. He pointed them out himself. You know, he mentioned Russell Westbrook as an example, and other people who now, you know, have been on four or five teams in 4 to 5 years and can't find a fit, can't make it, you know, shake. And that's a Hall of Fame career that's been a little bit murkied in the end and disrespected in the end in this chase. And that's why the journey and how you move matters. And, you know, Dame really gets that. Also, shout out to CJ McCollum. We don't talk about how great CJ has been, you know, in his roles in the NBA. You know, CJ has been to the playoffs every single year of his career. I mean, that's insane. Be in jeopardy, but he
that's insane, though.
He has, and he's been a dynamic part of every team he's been on. All right, let's move along to another star in the NBA, Ja Morant. Latest around the league with Ja Morant, he has entered a counseling program in Florida, and there remains no timetable for his return to active play. So, Vince, I know you've been following along everything that's been going on with Ja. We hope he just can get back on track. You know, what advice would you give Ja if you were in the locker room with the Grizzlies, which you've been? You know, what if you were there?
You know, this is a tough one. I understanding the the dynamic of having fun doing your thing and keeping your your circle tight, and those in your circle understanding how to protect you. Be there because you love him, not because you enjoy the phenomenon of Ja Morant. Okay, for him, he just got to he just got to figure it out. He just got to figure it out, and I think he was living life in the fast lane. He has the world is his oyster. He could do whatever it is he wants, and I just think he didn't have, and I could be wrong. I'm just saying. I just think at some point he needed someone to tap him on the shoulder, say, "Young brother, slow down." And sometimes, you know, it's like, yeah, like they said, Steven Adams had the team meeting prior to him going out, and he did what he did anyway. He went out and had his good had a good time, and I just think sometimes, you know, sometimes we enjoy the life because we can and forget that people still are watching. And me at that age going out, having a good time like that is totally different than what it is now because of social media. And you know, let's start there. And I think that's just the huge position. And, I read some people like, oh, what's the big deal? You know, it is a big deal because this organization put $200+ million into you to be the face of their franchise. And a lot of things kind of branch off of that. And you have a responsibility to represent that because you worked your butt off and you earned that. So don't give it back. Don't give it back. And everyone around them kind of benefits from that, enjoys the lifestyle, but protect him. Let, you know, protect him and look out for him because once it's gone for him, it's gone for them. As far as the access to the world, the country, anywhere you want to go, Ja Morant can walk in with his people, you know? So I was fortunate enough to have guys that did not just allow me to make bad decisions. Sometimes I'm like, bro, I'm grown. I can do what I want. Yeah, I understand that. But if we make this bad decision, a lot that comes off of that, comes from that. We're jeopardizing so much, and he can gain so much because of his personality. He's great with kids. We see he's so generous. He's giving the shoes, talking to kids, whatever. You see when he got ejected, or the girl was that was courtside that got kicked from the game, and he's like, "Don't worry, it's not your fault. I'm with you." Like some players, just like all right, cool. Like that's unfortunate because she didn't say anything, but he. Personally, Ja is a good dude and he's allowed to have fun. But my thing is, the world doesn't have to see it all the time. Go have your fun in private. Mm-hmm. Go have your fun in private. That's all. You just got to understand how to move. Be this superstar, this megastar, but figure out how to move, which is not easy.
Right.
Ja Morant goes anywhere, it's not easy to move, period. You know, the first thing that happens is what? Boom, there you go. Ooh, there goes Ja Morant. There goes Ja Morant. So once he understands that, and that's what your friends are for. We go in here. Okay, let's secure the place. Nah, we're not doing that. Bro, soon as he sees him in there, my partner, hey, nah, we can't do that. No, we can't do that. No, that's my partner's, that's my boy's responsibility now. Nah, bro. Nah. We can tote it. Cool. Hey, to each his own. But we don't need to put it on social media so everybody else know. So for what? Let's keep the attention off of us. The block is, when he walks outside every day, every morning, it's attention on him. He has to make a decision. How are we going to move, guys? How are we going to move? All right, it's such. Y'all make sure I can get to the car. Y'all make sure I can whatever. You know? So he just has to understand, take a step back. And I think this is good for him to kind of take a step back and get himself together and tighten his circle. And what I mean tighten his circle is, if you're going to keep some of these, some of the guys around you, cool. But we now have to have an intervention of like, we got to move different now.
Yeah.
I'm going to look out for y'all. We're going to have whatever we want, but make sure I'm not doing a dummy thing either. You talk me off the cliff. Say no to me sometimes. Right. Say no to me.
Have you ever had to do that with your friends? Like, make sure that they were tightening up too?
I mean, I was always kind of hesitant about the people I keep around me, and the guys that I keep that I have around me still. I'm sorry, mom. They've put. I've been in a position where they like, no, we're not about to do this right now. The cops right here. Like we're not about to get in the news. They have looked out for me, and made sure that I didn't make a dumb decision. Or just say too much or blurt out or whatever the case may be. You know, just they make sure like, nah, bro, look, come with me real quick. Let's go. We going this way. And I'm very thankful for those guys still to this day. And after that happened, I told them, I hit a couple of those guys. I'm like, man, I appreciate y'all because I immediately thought about an incident or two out there where, you know, a police officer once said something just like asking what's happening because my car was enclosed in a scene. And he snapped at me. I'm just like, bro, like, what's going on? Like, why are you talking? And he was like, nah, this ain't the time for that. we not doing that right now. You can't do that. No, you know, and we walk away. Nothing comes of it. But if he's sitting there, we want to get brolic and all of this and everything goes left. Now, guess what happens? So I'm very thankful for that other guys I have around me.
Definitely. I think if you are part of the friend group that gets to.
You have a responsibility.
You get to enjoy the perks of this superstar friendship. You have to be ready for the responsibility of the superstar friendship. And 100% the point is taken that the crew needs to tighten up. Obviously, we're not saying that the responsibility is on the friends. We understand Ja has to tighten up, which is what he's doing. But, you know, you have to say these things because then people will be like, well, you didn't, well, John gets off. Like, you have to make sure that's clear. Another thing that I think, you know, I'm always looking at the larger discussion too, not just the micro conversation about Ja was holding a gun and he's got all these different things. It's also about, you know, I think there's so much pressure on young Black men to portray a certain version of what coolness or living large looks like for young Black men. Like, you know, and it's crazy that still permeates the mindset and the culture today as we're so many, you know, we're in 2023, like, you know, but, you know, still showing guns and set tripping, like, you know, showing off gang signs and stuff like, you know, we haven't there. That still is has such a stronghold on, you know, the expression of power for young Black men. And there are so many ways to communicate and to express and to exist as a Black person. And, you know, I am thankful to see in the diaspora now, you seeing, you know, Issa Rae doing Insecure about an awkward kind of nerdy Black woman, or you see him Blackish, or you see him all these different, you know, or you see him Black Panther. We're seeing different ways to exist right on the screen or in the music, you know, that's important for our youth, but we're still seeing the death hold that guns, violence, showing, you know, women, money, this and that to equate value to who we are when, bro, being Ja Morant was enough. You didn't have to hold a gun to prove to anybody that you were
anything,
doing it big, that you were him. You were already him. You didn't have to do nothing but exist and be Ja. And you
because of him. How he got there. You're right. I mean, you're saying it. You're preaching.
About our like society, about whatever, that somehow something was making someone as great as Ja, and of course has to do with his lack of maturity and youthfulness, but that something could seek through and pull that insecurity out. And that's why we keep hearing vets in the locker room, grown people in your circle, adults you can trust, common sense, life lessons, all these types of things. You need to pour on these young people. You can't just assume that they got it. So as I get off my soapbox on that, Vince, are you surprised that we haven't heard of a punishment directly from the league? And do you think that's coming at any point, or will it just be left for Ja and the Grizzlies to figure out individually?
I think they're still kind of doing their due diligence and kind of looking into this. I can't imagine the league not doing anything. I could be wrong. We haven't heard much from it. We're just hearing the Grizzlies made their decision, and maybe I think they're still doing some investigation. Yes, we found out nothing, you know, no charges were brought to him in Colorado. But I think they're still, where did he get the gun from? How did it get there? I think when those questions are answered, that's when everything will unfold, because there's a lot of questions like, you know, we're not allowed to, you know, say we as players, you know, if he had the gun on him at practice, well, or in his car, you're not supposed to have on an NBA facility, in an NBA facility, and it's on the plane. So that's two of the NBA sanctions areas you're not supposed to have it. So they got to figure that stuff out first, because you can't. I mean, I guess they can find him. I mean, and suspend him, and then obviously find out more and add to it. But then, what if they're suspending him for something that wasn't it? Then you got to take it back, and it's a big mess. So I think they're just. Adam Silver's that guy's like, let me just find out all of my information. Then we drop the bomb.
So let's take our time with Ja.
I agree with that. I love that.
Love on this young man and hope that, you know, that this is a critical time for him to turn it around.
And he's done good for the young people as well. Like, I mean, it's like, sometimes I feel like we put out there the bad and not say, okay, we know that Ja is a good dude, man. We know what he does and how he interacts with kids and adults. And we always see him going up there in the stands. I'm talking about going up there. Nah. This kid, here you go, you know, shoes and this, like, you know, so we know that. So we got to match the two. We just got to, like I said, he's got to just take his time with this. I hope he takes his time with this and, you know, figure out how to accomplish everything he wants to accomplish, whatever that means. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm sure we'll get more updates coming by the next episode. I, however, cannot take any further time because I got to rush to the airport. I'm heading to Africa. I got to go right now.
No Africa for me. I'm heading to.
No, we'll catch you for
the next job.
Of BSL,
yeah, man.
Africa, but I'm gonna hold it down for the beginning in Senegal. So
that's what's up.
I'll see you there.
You have a good time, man. Do what you do, man. You've been doing great work. Obviously, I know it's been Women's Month, and they've highlighted a lot of women out there. And I saw you doing your thing, and it always makes me proud seeing you back there doing your thing. So yo, keep up the good work. Represent out there in Africa, man. Have a lot of fun. I want to say, don't have too much fun. Have a blast, man, because this is a great opportunity. To further, obviously, show what you can do and how well-rounded and how you get it done. So keep representing VC Show, man. And everybody, y'all continue to show love to Roz. It's what we do. It's like everybody's family. We try to hug on each other, love on each other, because that's what we need in situations like we talked about. We need that, man. Friends and family, love on each other, hug on each other, because you never know. But regardless, give your friends their flowers when they deserve them. Now, let's not wait until later, because that's important. You know what I'm saying? I'm off my soapbox, man. The VC Show, we out. Let's go!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.